sleigh bells ring, are you listening?
Welcome to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us this week on Building the Bakken, the most trusted energy brand in the Bakken today. Building the Bakken Radio is not a political program, rather an informational brand. No polarizing talk, just conversations about the facts of the energy industry. Here at the Crude Life Media Network, we generate positive energy. Building the Bakken is about the people, the community, and the industry, those who are involved with the evolution of the Bakken oil field and the oil and gas industry. On today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio, we talk with William Prentice, the CEO of the Meridian Energy Group and the Davis Refinery, gives us an update on the steps and the timelines revolving around the upcoming public comment period. So you want to stay tuned to this program to hear about the public comment period if you want to voice any yays or nays on the upcoming Davis Refinery. Personally, I'm very excited about the energy technology environment, technology, and the hundreds and hundreds of jobs it is going to bring, permanent hundreds and hundreds of jobs, let me repeat that, out to the Bakken oil field. So very excited about the interview coming up just a little bit later with William Prentice, the CEO of Meridian Energy Group. Also, folks, our year in review starts now, and we're talking natural gas infrastructure here. We have a great interview with Dr. Daniel Fine, director of the New Mexico Center of Energy Policy, and John Yates, CEO and president of Abo Empire, an oil and gas company. I sat down with them this last summer, part of our year in review in natural gas. We're bringing it to you both domestically and exporting internationally. Little conversation about natural gas. Daniel Fine, John Yates, our year in review. Plus, Dr. Brian Kalk, director for the Energy Systems Development, talks about his past year in review, if you will, transitioning from the Public Service Commissioner to his current role at the Energy Environmental Research Center in Grand Forks, North Dakota. And Ben Hansen, candidate for the U.S. House of Representatives, talks about a recent article in the Wall Street Journal where it talks about the East and the West and how the division is starting to happen again. And Ben wants to nip it in the bud, as do I, to talk about how important the state is to cohesively act together, because the East needs the West and the West needs the East. Ben Hansen, candidate for the U.S. House of Representatives, coming up in just a moment on Building the Bakken Radio. We have all that plus much, much more on today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies. This is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Yeah. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. Face unafraid, the plans that we've made, walking in a winter wonderland. Let's all frolic and play the Eskimo way, walking in a winter wonderland. Oh, let's go walking in a winter wonderland.
It seems everywhere I go these days, someone is telling me about the success of Hatch Coaching. Listen to what professional speaker Mark J. Lindquist has to say.
To see Eric Hatch grow his business and then start to share it with other people, I think is one of those great steps in life. You know, what do you do in society? You succeed at a thing and then you teach other people how you did it. And now to see Eric duplicating his genius across the country, I'm telling you, there's a world changer down the street, and his name is Eric Hatch.
For more information, call 701-212-1572 or visit coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com.
Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, we talk with U.S. House of Representative candidate in North Dakota, Ben Hansen.
And so with the number of changes that we're here, it's time to go to that next step of leadership here. And I'm glad that Ben came on to talk a little bit. And, okay, I didn't mean to set the table that much, but
you put a lot on the table.
I did put a lot on the table.
There's a lot here.
In fact, I'll be out in Dickinson this weekend at the API Christmas party, and I'm hoping to talk some people out there, too, because we want to turn this into a bridge type of a thing, because, like I said, this is in a Wall Street Journal here. The very last line in this story: what should we do? Just work and send taxes back east? That's a bold statement to make, especially when we've been spending, the oil industry has spent millions trying to educate this state, trying to bridge this state, because so much The only job adder in the last decade is oil and gas. Technology hasn't added, all the startups, all the technology hasn't added one job. It's actually lost jobs. Manufacturing, lost jobs. Transportation, lost jobs. Oil and gas is the only industry that's added jobs. So when I see these types of things and I see the inner bickering start to happen, I got to nip this in the bud as soon as I can because I think the state needs to work together. What do you want to tackle first?
So Jason, no, let's tackle the whole thing. Okay. What I think we should do if we're going to bridge the gap to the future here. You're talking about, that quote's a good quote, and I'll read it again. What should we do? Just work and send taxes back east. Mm-hmm. That has been a relevant attitude, a prominent attitude, coming from the western third of the state for a very long time, and for good reason.
So much so that when you go out west, imperial Cass is a word that you hear a lot. Imperial Cass. You've heard that before.
And for the out-state listeners, Cass County is the most populous county here in the state, where Fargo and West Fargo are hubbed out of, where we have a lot of great topsoil, some of the best topsoil in the world that has allowed a lot of our farmers and ag industry to prosper. Mm-hmm. We're very proud of this, but there is a sense that they're sending their money back out east, that they're being controlled. And so when you're talking, Jason, about a bridge to the future, we need to bring all entities to the table. Mm-hmm. That means all levels of government as well. As someone who's running for a federal government position but has served in the state legislature during a time of boom and with a family that's experienced booms and busts out there, the history of the state and the history with the oil industry, as I said, there was a large spike in the 1950s, in the late 80s, and then again here in the 2000s with people who have lived in the Bakken and Three Forks Shale formations in the northwestern part of the state and all along the western strip of the state who have seen this come and go, that aren't trusting that this is a permanent thing. Even though some of the new technology that allows us to drill horizontally, some of the new ways of extracting some of the light sweet crude out of that Bakken and Three Forks formation have us predicting that this is going to be a sustainable play for quite a few decades now. And you have the governor talking about getting up to 2 million barrels a year. I don't know if that's going to happen. I think the market's going to do that, not the government. But
I think the governor's not far off, personally. But
to listen to the full-length interview with Ben Hansen, candidate for the U.S. House of Representatives in North Dakota, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/thecrudelife. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Reindeer of all, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows.
The holiday music heard on today's program is performed by singer-songwriter Blind Joe. For more information on Blind Joe and how to purchase his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. You'll find all the information and links to Blind Joe there. One more time, this is singer-songwriter Blind Joe with some holiday music.
With your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then all the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And please follow our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. Listen to us on iTunes as well. Search The Crude Life. New and free downloads every single week on iTunes. Search for The Crude Life on iTunes.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, William Prentice, the CEO of Meridian Energy Group, about the Davis Refinery coming to Belfield, North Dakota.
Months after we filed, you know, it's a better deal for everybody, especially us. Also, in running us through this gauntlet, the health department has helped us perfect what in other industries would be considered intellectual property, of knowing how to put together all these disparate areas of technology into something that's very unique and new and clean and much more efficient, which means probably more profitable. So in the last 2 or 3 months, we've had people coming to us wanting to talk about putting a similar plant in their backyard. You know, that's something that's pretty new and exciting that grew up in North Dakota now. So, you know, it's just been a very exciting project to work on. And every week it gets better. So, you know, I can't complain, but I do all the time.
You mentioned there's a public comment meeting coming up, and I didn't, I don't know if you mentioned it, I didn't write it down, and I don't know if it's your responsibility or not. I do know it's the health department's responsibility, but do you have any information on that, where people should go to, you know, either support the project or give their input?
Well, you know, once the draft permit is posted so that people can look at it and think about it, I think then they give people a week or two before they schedule something. It'll probably be in the Dickens Center, Medora, one or the other, I would imagine. And they'll announce it in the legal press and on their website. So, yeah, the hearing will be announced and it'll be on the Department of Health's website. I imagine that, you know, we'll probably also be running around telling everybody about it, because we're going to want to have people get involved and know what we're doing. And once that hearing is set, then, you know, the rest of the schedule for finalizing the permit becomes a little bit more definitive at that point. So that's going to be exciting for us at that point, too.
And, of course, we'll keep people posted at the Crude Life as well to make sure that we can get the public comment information out there as well. Just out at some annual meetings, saw your guys' logo and everything around there. Like to give people an opportunity to talk a little bit about just community stuff that you guys have going on. I know you guys are pretty active in Billings and Stark County specifically. Anything else you guys got going around the area?
Yeah, I can't keep track of it, Jason. I mean, really, you know, we've got several people living up there now, and they're excited to be part of the community. And, you know, probably every 2 or 3 days, Adam Williams, who's very active up there, or Tom Johnson, who's going to actually be our operations guy, call with something that they found out about they want to participate in. And, you know, it's a great community, and we're just really excited to be part of things. And it's a lot of fun. We enjoy being there.
Well, I tell you, after talking with Sean Kessel, city administrator from Dickinson, you just got voted in as the president of the Western Dakota Energy Association. And also Steve Holen, superintendent of schools in Watford City, their message was the same, which is those two cities are growing still very fast. And of course, I always think of the Davis Refinery, because that is going to just be such a great asset to that community, and it's going to add so many terrific jobs. And what Steve Holen and I were talking about in Watford City was the school. They actually had to get bumped up to Division One, Class B to Class A, we call it in North Dakota, which is incredible. I mean, they were, you know, less than 5,000 people in that town, and now they're competing against the largest cities in the state. Dickinson, of course, was already Class A, and they're growing. Sean Kessel's talking about record births and everything else along those lines. And what we talked about was the pillars of progress, where when you get state and when you get industry and when you get a community on board with a project, you can see things just happen unbelievably. And we believe that's going to happen out there with yours, because, like I said, what I'm hearing is that the community really is excited for this. What they want to know is, when are we going to start building this thing, and when are we going to start having jobs? Because our towns are already going, and of course the state is saying the same thing, and the industry is. So if people want to support you guys, or if they want to understand more what's going on, do you got anybody that they can contact out there?
Well, you know, I guess all the usual suspects, you know, the Department of Health is going to have this comment period. So obviously we'd like to have people express their support. You know, the county, Billings County, Stark County, both of the sets of commissioners probably need to hear from people if they are in favor of the project, which I, you know, a lot of people are. I know the commissions are. We're, you know, what we do there in terms of tax base and the earnings of the people that will work there and all the resulting spinoff jobs is going to do a lot for the local communities and, you know, community services and so forth. And I, you know, I should mention something about that, because I was criticized the other day by somebody in the financial community for not doing what a lot of companies do when they go into an area and get, you know, a deal on tax breaks and that sort of thing. And, you know, we've not done that, and we're not going to do that. We're going to pay our taxes and be a, you know, an upstanding member of this community in all respects. And when you see what it would do, given the taxes we're going to pay to the budgets of Billings County, for instance, you know, I think a lot of people will take a look at that and realize there's a lot of benefit to come from this refinery. Our job is to make sure that the negative impacts of a plant that most people would expect, like air quality, are going to be managed and are going to be something that they can be proud of. So we're focused on that right now. But the rest of it, you know, we're planning on starting construction this coming year. Obviously, people are going to be out there working. We're going to be going full bore on hiring the people that are going to work at the refinery. And again, you know, according to some of the studies like Washington State did of the Anacortes refineries, there's a 12-to-1 multiplier. So, you know, for every 100 people that we're hiring at the plant, that's over 1,000 people that will have jobs in that area. And that's just, you know, the basis for a lot of prosperity. And I'm very happy that we're going to be bringing that to the area.
To listen to the full-length interview with William Prentice, the CEO of Meridian Energy Group, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
By the fire, to face unafraid the plans that we've made, walking in a winter wonderland. Let's walk on, baby.
The holiday music heard on today's program is performed by singer-songwriter Blind Joe. For more information on Blind Joe and how to purchase his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. You'll find all the information and links to Blind Joe there. One more time, this is singer-songwriter Blind Joe with some holiday music.
We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman, the baddest snowman in the whole damn town, yeah. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire, the face unafraid, the plans that we've made, walking in a winter wonderland. Let's all frolic and play.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today.
And we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. Face unafraid, the plans that we've made, walking in a winter wonderland. Let's let's all frolic and play the Eskimo way, walking in a winter wonderland. Oh, let's go walking in a winter wonderland.
Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Well, don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Greg Tavine of Emerging Prairies has to say about Hatch coaching.
Yeah, I mean, this guy gets people laughing. He gets people thinking. He's somebody that challenges and inspires. And what I think is so beautiful about Eric is he's real. I think the number one thing that I look for in speakers when we bring them into our platforms is that they're that person 365 days a year. Eric is not just a speaker on a stage. That's who he is at the grocery store. That's who he is when he's at the mall. But Eric is somebody that lives his values each and every day. And I think we can all respect that.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com. Or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, we enter our Year in Review segment. This week, we talk natural gas. And I tell you what, folks, traveling around the Bakken, you'll run into people from all over the United States and the world. I've met people from Switzerland. I've met people from Brazil, Russia, China, you name it. And the next two folks were from New Mexico, a great energy state, excellent energy education, much like us up here in the Dakotas. Now, it just so happens this past summer, I ran into Dr. Daniel Fine, director for the Center of Energy Policy at New Mexico, and John Yates, CEO and president of Abo Empire, oil and gas company out of New Mexico. They were in the Bakken, and we sat down and we talked energy infrastructure, and more specifically, how natural gas has changed the infrastructure for America, both domestically and internationally for exporting. This is Dr. Daniel Fine and John Yates with our year in review. This week's topic, natural gas.
John Yates with Abo, right?
Abo Empire.
Abo Empire. I'm still new to that formation. Also, Daniel Fine with Center for Energy Policy, New Mexico Center for Energy Policy. Broadcasting live here, our 60,000 Facebook friends, as well as recording for radio and podcast as well. Kind of the global versus the domestic supply. Okay, so we've got a lot of infrastructure happening. You know, you look at natural gas prices in the United States, I don't know, $3 or something like that. I don't know, in Asia, about $8, probably 13, 15 over in Great Britain. Disparity is what I'm getting at. Asia's middle class is growing. So is the Indian, India's middle class. So we're seeing a surge of a demand for a global supply of oil and oil-based products, whether it be agriculture or plastics. What do you see for a global and domestic demand and supply over the next several years?
Let me review what's out there right now. The forecast from the environmental side is the forecast from the environmentalist side is demand is falling rapidly for oil. The projection is that we'll be in a demand crisis. We'll be in a demand crisis by 2025. The Saudi vision of all this, Saudi Arabia, is no more than 1% worldwide per year demand increase, and they intend to capture that. My view of this is that it's a fuel choice, and unless electric cars replace essentially the fuel of choice, the historic fuel, which has been oil and gasoline, and that takes place, there'll be no disruption. Oil will be with us as the choice fuel because of the consumption in transportation until 2040. I would look 2040 maybe in terms of electric and batteries. So my reading of it is renewable alternative fuels don't really exist. They exist for not as fuels, they exist in power, electric power as an alternative to coal. Once you run out of coal, substitution by way of wind and solar, they will have some problems. So my view of this is slow demand. We're not going up to a crisis. Why? Of supply, because of our reserves. 275 billion barrels here in the United States, plus Canada. And that's why we take a position. The future, whether we design it in policy, inevitably we're going to be self-sufficient. Trump understands this. His people like Zinke around him and his EPA director. They understand we're on the cusp now of self-sufficiency. Here's a question you didn't ask, but let me go ahead.
Okay.
What about the Navy of the United States? What about six aircraft carriers out there? Six aircraft carriers, world leadership in the world oceans, five oceans and seas. What have they been doing, and why have we put up a defense of world oil to keep the flow of world oil? One analyst said between 1976 and 2007, we spent $1.3 trillion defending, with our leadership in the world, defending other oil producers, keeping, quote, the flow of world oil is our responsibility. What happens when we're self-sufficient? What does the public think about that expenditure? And what does the Navy, what is the strategy for an event like that? So my reading of it is this will change as we get closer to self-sufficiency and a North American market where, as John said, as a producer, he'll wake up every morning and the price will be stable. He can plan. It will not be a shock to him at 6 a.m. of what Singapore has set as the price, or an event in the Middle East. We move away from that. And that takes us back to Boone Pickens, who's thinking out what happens, you know, he's been around oil a long time, and he's trying to work out a program in a period where he can make money when we're self-sufficient. So my reading of it is essentially that we're about to change, and all the deregulation that we're going through will increase our output. It will be incentivizing our refineries to finally develop the capacity to do without heavy crude, certainly over oceans, and that little heavy crude that we need for our refineries can come from Canada. Mm-hmm. That's the block and market of North America.
That's all I got. Gentlemen, you got anything else?
I only want to say that one of the initiatives that the Trump administration is planning on implementing is trying to open up federal lands to development more in a greater way. For the last 10 years, we basically, as an industry, have been handcuffed from operating on federal lands for the most part. Terrible restrictions, terrible regulations, just a huge amount of paperwork to just even get a well drilled. And now, hopefully, there will be a new day.
To listen to the full-length interview with Dr. Daniel Fine, director of New Mexico Center for Energy Policy, and John Yates, ABO Empire CEO and president, an oil and gas company, or to listen to other year-in-review features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Building the Bakken Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Well, the fire is slowly dying, but my dear, we're still goodbye. So long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
The holiday music heard on today's program is performed by singer-songwriter Blind Joe. For more information on Blind Joe and how to purchase his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. You'll find all the information and links to Blind Joe there. One more time, this is singer-songwriter Blind Joe with some holiday music.
Well, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out of the storm. But if you really hold me tight.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today.
When we finally kiss goodnight.
Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Christy Huber, president of the United Way of Cass Clay, says about Hatch coaching.
I think it's a really exciting time for our young leaders today because leaders like Eric Hatch are changing the face of what it means to lead an organization or what it means to lead a brand. He's changing that. For many years, I think that the gold standard of leadership has been somebody who is very polished and has it all together or seemingly has it all together. And throughout the years, I think that we've now, especially with technology and social media, we are drawn to what's real.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Oh, you better watch out. Better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us. Up next, Dr. Brian Kulk, Director of Energy Systems Development for the EERC, Energy Environmental Research Center.
Brian Kulk, Director of Energy Systems Development at the Energy Environmental Research Center at Grand Forks, North Dakota.
Otherwise known as the EERC up in Grand Forks, North Dakota. In case you hear that come out of our mouths in the future, which I'm sure you will, I'm actually responding to an email I got here. Somebody wanted to find out what old Brian Kalk was up to after his days at the Public Service Commission, and then he transferred into the EERC with his new role. And according to the email, he attends a Bison game for him every now and then, so they must have saw you at the Bison game. But I thought a great opportunity. We're starting our year in review shows, and a lot of times, you know, they're kind of like the greatest hits, if you will. But for you, I'd like to just hear your year in review, man. What's the last year been like for you?
Well, it's certainly been a year of change for me, and I would say all positive change. It was a self-induced decision. You know, at the very end of last year, being, I guess, 2016, I became aware of a position opening up at the Energy Environmental Research Center in Grand Forks, and, you know, I'm very intrigued by it. You know, my background working at North Dakota State and all my time in the commission really working the energy issues, and even back to my military time, I'm all about energy security and national security, and so we applied for the position. We got hired, and I started up here February 1st, so I've been basically in a new job for the last 10 months, and certainly a lot to learn up here, Jason, but it's really been a nice blend of my, you know, practical experience at the commission and my academic experience and my Marine Corps experience, so I'm really excited to be working up here.
And I'm glad you joined us, too, because when I got that email, I thought, you know, I wanted to ask you a couple other questions, too, besides the transitional phase and that sort of thing. I don't know if you were at the Petroleum Council's annual meeting just recently, but Governor Burgum spoke, and it was interesting to see the look on people's faces. Some people were just like deer in headlights. Other people were like nodding their head in agreement. Governor Burgum, at the end of the day, really challenged the oil industry with four goals. One is 2 million barrels a day. The other one is zero spills. The third one is a coal collaboration, and that's the one I want to get your comments on. And then the fourth one is some sort of goal in natural gas, which I'm still trying to get clarified. But like I said, I want to get your deal on coal, because you are very much my coal expert. So let's start off with coal collaboration with Governor Burgum. Do you think that the energy industry and the coal industry have a future together?
Oh, I think they have to be tied together, Jason. I want to give a quick plug here. The EERC website is www.undeerc.org. The reason I throw that out there is because those things you talked about, Governor Burgum throwing out the Petroleum Council, one of the documents we put together up here is basically seven big research goals that we hope to fulfill. And interestingly enough, one of them is to research the technology to make sure we can get to 2 million barrels a day, to research the technology and see a path forward for value added for natural gas. And so those things that he talked about were actually, we briefed him prior to that conference about things we think we can do research-wise. And so there was kind of a synergy back and forth. You know, we work for the state and we work for a lot of people, but I fully support everything he said that day. And to get to your question about the future of coal, the big thing I think for the future of coal is it's got to become a product that's more than just for making electricity. You know, for many years we burn coal and make electricity. You got your ash that goes out. That's the process, right? We're doing a lot of work up here on what's called rare earth elements. It's you know, the bottom of the periodic table. It's the stuff that you use for cell phones and a lot of electronics. And right now, 100% of the elements that we're using for these things come from China. And it just so happens that North Dakota lignite and other types of coal have these rare earth elements in it. So we're going through a bunch of research with the coal companies in North Dakota trying to assess how much of this we have in our lignite coal, how do we get it out, how do we make value added on it. And so that's one of the big things that has a big potential for coal. And the second thing is that, you know, the CO2, I'm not a big fan of the global warming discussion, but I will tell you that if CO2 is a commodity that we can use for enhanced oil recovery, which it is, linking the CO2 that comes out of the coal plants to enhanced oil recovery, I think people will be in a bidding war for CO2 if we can actually get this to work with taking the amount of oil that comes out of the Bakken from 8% to 20% to 50% to 100%. So yeah, there's a future, Jason, but it's going to take work and commitment. And honestly, that's one of the big reasons I left the commission to come work up here, is I wanted to be on a different side of the equation rather than the guy working on getting the pipelines, you know, approved or make decisions on it, is be on the front end, because you see a lot of opportunity that's out there for the state, and I want to be part of that, making sure we get all the value we can out of all of our energy resources.
To listen to the full-length interview with Dr. Brian Kalk from the EERC, he's the Director of Energy Systems Development, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Building the Bakken Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out, you better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why.
The holiday music heard on today's program is performed by singer-songwriter Blind Joe. For more information on Blind Joe and how to purchase his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. You'll find all the information and links to Blind Joe there. One more time, this is singer-songwriter Blind Joe with some holiday music.
Better watch out, you better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Yeah, man. Santa Claus is coming to town, yeah.
And that concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. Building the Bakken will be back next week at this time on this radio station. For a full list of our media affiliates, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. Building the Bakken would also like to thank its sponsors. MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job offerings, visit mbienergyservices.com. That's mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty's in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Eric Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they can be a resource and a connection for you. Give them a call today at 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Lodge at Deadwood. The next time you're planning a conference, wedding, or weekend getaway, consider the Lodge at Deadwood. For more information, visit deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com. That's the Lodge at Deadwood, located in the beautiful Black Hills. And from the staff at Building the Bakken, my name is Jason Spies. We're asking you to be safe, be happy, and make it a great day. Thank you, folks, for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Hurry it up, Santa. I want my presents.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Well, don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Greg Tavine of Emerging Prairies has to say about Hatch coaching.
When you get Eric Hatch involved in something, you get 100% of him. You get him, you get his team, you get his family, now you get his kids. This is a guy that puts his heart into his work. What I really appreciate about Eric is his vulnerability. And there's times he hits home runs, and there's times where maybe it doesn't go the way everybody hoped. But I've always respected how much he loves his work. I got to watch him give a talk at TEDx Brookings, where he gave a talk, and I saw him come into his own, where he shared uncomfortable things from his past in a way that created a teaching environment. It's been said that if you want to create competition, tell everyone your success. And if you want to create compassion, share your weaknesses. And Eric's somebody that could easily lead with all he's accomplished. And it's a long list.
To find out more information about Hatch coaching or to have Eric Hatch come to your company or event, visit coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com.